We are, for those of you who have are visiting with us today, we've been talking about the Holy Spirit for the last couple weeks, and we will be for a couple more weeks. And so today we're going to be looking at, again, just a couple verses that talk about the Holy Spirit and explain who He is. The Holy Spirit is such a tremendously large topic because of who He is and the ministry that He has in our lives. It's not a topic that we can deal with, and I don't like to refer to the Holy Spirit as a topic, but it's not a person that we can deal with in just a short amount of time, because the immensity of what the Holy Spirit does for us. And we've been discussing over the last couple Sundays who the Holy Spirit is, and now we're going to start turning around and look at what the Holy Spirit does for us. And this, again, was going to take quite a few Sundays because the Holy Spirit just has so many aspects to His ministry to us. And so it's going to take a while. But today we're just going to look at two verses and go through them and see what we can learn about the Holy Spirit. We're going to be looking today at John chapter 14. John chapter 14, and we've been using these verses quite a bit in the last couple weeks. So, oh yeah, that's good. And so, but it's just a great place to start, because this is where Jesus is. This isn't the first time that He's announced the coming of the Holy Spirit, but it's the time where He really starts getting into who the Holy Spirit is, what the Holy Spirit is going to be doing. John 14, verses 16 through 17, says, "I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Helper, that He may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see Him or know Him. But you know Him because He abides with you and in you." Let's pray. Father, open the power of Your Word and reveal it to us today, Lord. Show us what it is that You want us to learn from this passage. Scripture. Lord, through the power of Your Holy Spirit and Your Word, Lord, help us to grow today in You. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, what I'm going to do in this passage of Scripture, there's just four phrases in there that I'm going to pull out of this passage that we're going to look at to talk about the Holy Spirit. The first phrase is in verse 16, and the first phrase is, "He will give you another Helper." Now, Jesus is telling the disciples that He's going to be leaving them, but they shouldn't be sad, because when He goes, He is going to send them another Helper. Now, as we look at that word Helper, and the Greek word for that, again, for Helper is parakletos, and that's a rough pronunciation of it, and it means an intercessor or a consoler, not counselor, but a consoler, someone who consoles someone. And so it's hard in English to come up with a word that is a direct match to that. And so as we look at the different versions of the Bible, not translations, not versions, but the translations of the Bible, we'll see, and I put it on the screen there, you will see that in the New American Standard, which is what I'm preaching out of today, the word is Helper. In the New International Version, the word is Counselor. In the King James Version, the word is Comforter, and in the New English Translation, which some of you are using, the word is Advocate, And for those of you who are using the New International Reader's Version, the word is friend. Now, which one is right and which one is wrong? Well, they're all right. Because all these things go together to talk about the Holy Spirit and what He does for us. He is our helper. He is our counselor. He is our comforter. He is our advocate. And ultimately, He is our friend. So we're going to look a little bit at some passages of Scripture that kind of bear these things out. The first thing that we're going to look at is the word helper. And again, we see that word used in John chapter 14, a little bit later on in the chapter, verses 25 and 26, where Jesus says, "These things I have spoken to you while abiding with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I say to you." Need to ask the question, how's your memory? You do remember where you're at, right? First Baptist Church. Hopefully by the end of the service, you'll remember the first part of the service. I need help with my memory. I do. I'm starting to write things down now a little bit more because I just don't remember things like I used to remember. But when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, this is the great thing. It's Jesus says that He will teach you all things, which is great. He will be a teacher to us. But He is also going to help us to remember the things that God has already taught us. The things that we've learned through our life are there, and the Holy Spirit is going to bring these to us. So He is our helper. He helps us to remember. He helps us by teaching us. Comforter. John 16, verses 13 through 15, says, But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth. For He will not speak on His own initiative, but whatever He hears, He will speak. And He will disclose to you what is to come. He will glorify Me, for He will take of Mine and will disclose it to you. All things that the Father has are Mine. Therefore I say that He takes of Mine and will disclose it to you. He will give us the words of God. He will give us the words of Jesus Christ. We can have comfort in the fact that we have someone who will bring us the truth. It's the Spirit of truth. We can rest in that fact that the Spirit deals only in the truth. And the Spirit does not speak to us words other than what the Father and what Christ have been doing for the Spirit to tell us. And so we can rest. We can have comfort in what the Spirit does for us. Counselor. Romans 8, 1 and 2. Therefore now there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has set you free from the law of sin and death. One of the reasons that people go to counsel is to be freed of some of their problems. To be helped in, and again, you notice how these words are so interchangeable and how they work together. But a counselor can lead us and guide us and can set us free from the problems that we have in our life. Just a good counselor can, and trust me, the Holy Spirit is a good counselor. Now, under each one of these categories, there are other passages of Scripture, but I put them there so you can read them, but we're not going to go through them this morning. But also in 1 Corinthians 2:10 it says, for to us God revealed through the Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. So the Spirit reveals to us the depth of God. You know, when we go to a counselor, generally, they know more than we do. Now, I know that's hard for some of you to believe, that there's someone who knows more than you. But there are people in the world who know more than, well, I'll just use me as an example. I know there are people who know more than me. In fact, I don't know too many people in the world who know less than I do. But a counselor is someone who knows. Again, he has the truth. He knows the mind of God, and he reveals that to us. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He's a counselor. He's got an answer for every situation that we're in, because God knows what the answer for that situation is, and the Holy Spirit will bring that to us. But we need to be patient and wait for the moving of the Holy Spirit and the leading of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And finally, the Holy Spirit is an advocate. He's an advocate. Romans 8, 26 and 27. Paul writes, in the same way, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses. For we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We have an intercessor. The Holy Spirit prays on our behalf for us. And the Holy Spirit knows us far better than we know ourselves. And so God has placed in us this Holy Spirit who is an advocate for us. He is an advocate between us and God, taking the thoughts and the secrets of our hearts and bringing them to God. So we can rest assured when we don't know how to. Have you ever been in a situation, I don't know how to pray? I just don't know what to ask for. Guess what? The Holy Spirit knows what to ask for. And he will ask on your behalf. He will be our advocate to God. Now, as we move on to the next phrase, I think is really important. I think we overlook it a lot, but it's really important. And the next phrase is also in verse 16. It says, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, counselor, comforter, advocate, that he may be with you forever. The Holy Spirit is with us forever. Never going to leave me, the Holy Spirit. Now, this is Father's Day, and I love Father's Day, and yet it's a little painful, yet I miss my father. My father has been gone for quite a while now. He would be 97 if he was alive today, but he's not. I miss him. He was a great dad. I feel blessed. Now, I know some of you here maybe have had struggles with your father. I was not one of them. I was blessed. I was blessed. God really, you know, he gave me a great dad. Just a wonderful, wonderful father. And I couldn't imagine life without him. In fact, you know, it's interesting. When I was younger, I had a dream. And I still remember this dream. And I mean, I was probably 8, 9 years old. I had a dream. I had a dream that my father died. And that was one of the most horrible dreams I've ever had. Because when I was 8, 9 years old, I could not imagine life without my father. And some of you, unfortunately, have had to imagine that. But I couldn't. And I had him for most of my life. But then he's gone now. And I miss his wisdom. I miss talking about the weather. I miss talking about fishing. My dad was an avid fisher. I miss talking about sports. I mean, he was an avid sportsman. I mean, he knew the score of the Trailblazers, which no one in the state of Washington seems to care about. And I'm still really ticked that no one told me that Oregon State took the Pac-12 title. That really bothers me. How come no one told me that? People just don't pay any attention to the important things. See, my father would have told me that, and I would have known. I do have a bone to pick with my brothers because they didn't tell me it either, and they both did. So, of course, maybe if I had a TV, I would know that. But I'm still too cheap to get cable. So anyway, you know, but my father has gone, and I know a lot of you think, you know, yeah, my father's gone too, and I really miss him. The Holy Spirit's never going to leave us. The Holy Spirit is in us to stay. We're not going to, the Holy Spirit's not going to grow old and die. The Holy Spirit's not going to go on vacation. The Holy Spirit is not going to depart from us. Now, it hasn't always been that way. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit had not come in his fullness yet, and he came upon certain people and actually left certain people. And in Psalm 51, the psalmist writes, verse 11, "Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me." That is something that we don't have to say today. Because Holy Spirit is not leaving us. The Holy Spirit is truly in us. The Holy Spirit is not leaving us. Jesus said an interesting thing in Matthew 28:20. This is the Great Commission. But at the end of the Great Commission, he's giving the disciples instructions of what to do. And he says that they are to teach them to observe all that I commanded you. Then he goes on and says, "And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." And it's like, well, what's he talking about here? Because he's leaving his disciples right now. He's going to go back to the Father. But what he is referring to here is that, yes, Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, but the Holy Spirit is with us. And the Holy Spirit is never going. So in some way, I think about the whole that Christ is in us. Because His Holy Spirit is in us. And because the Father is in us. So the Holy Spirit is never going to abandon us. Never going to abandon us. The next statement comes out of John chapter 14, verse 17. And it says, "This will be the Spirit of truth that is going to come." The Spirit of truth. You know, that's so important because today the truth is getting trampled on. The truth is kind of something that's just floating around out there. And different people say different things as being the truth. But when the Spirit comes, the Spirit is going to be the Spirit of truth. So the Spirit we have living in us is the Spirit of truth. Not going to tell us a falsity. Not going to lead us in the wrong direction. Of course, the Scripture is very clear that God is truth. And the Spirit knows the mind of God and brings that to us. So the Holy Spirit is going to bring us truth. John 15:26. This is when the Helper comes, who I will send to you from the Father, that is the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify about me. Now, Mark, I don't know if I put that on the overhead or not, but the Holy Spirit will disclose to us the truth of God. We don't have to wonder about what is right and what's wrong. The Spirit will reveal that to us. Now, I'm saying all these things, and then you might be thinking, you know what, no one has said anything to me lately, or I have not heard about this, or how does the Holy Spirit do that? And we're going to be talking about that, not today, but we're going to be coming up, how the Holy Spirit works through this. But we can be assured that we have the Spirit of truth living in our lives. And that Spirit of truth will be with us forever and ever. Then the last little phrase that I'm going to look at in this passage of Scripture, and that's in verse 17 also, that the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see Him or know Him, but you know Him because He abides with you and will be in you. The Holy Spirit lives inside of us. Now, when Jesus was on earth, He was abiding with the disciples. He was abiding with them. They got to talk to Him and take meals with Him and travel with Him and spend nights with Him and all this kind of thing. They got to be with Jesus. And we all would have loved to have been with Jesus. But Jesus is now at the right hand of the Father. And someday, those of us who believe in Him will be with Jesus. And we will get to abide with Him. But right now, we have the Holy Spirit, His Holy Spirit, living in me, in us. He's living in us. Second Corinthians 1:21. Now He who established us with you in Christ and anointed us is God, who also sealed us and gave us the Spirit in our hearts as a pledge. Again, not the Spirit in Washington, D.C., or the Spirit in Spokane, or the Spirit in Seattle. The Spirit that lives in our heart is with us as a seal and a pledge. Galatians 4:6, because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. God's Holy Spirit in us, not with us. He is with us because He's in us, and He's there for all eternity. And then 1 Corinthians 6:19, which is a verse that talks about the Holy Spirit, and it talks about us. It says, or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? Now, again, you've probably heard that verse, our body is a temple. Our body is a temple. In fact, the world uses that verse now. They use that verse. Our body is our temple. But it's our temple. It's ours. We need to maintain it. We need to take care of it for us. We need to do that. But what Paul is saying here, what the Lord is saying to us, is that our body is not ours. It's the Holy Spirit. He's the one who lives in us. Our body is a temple, but it's not a temple unto us. It's a temple unto God. Because His Holy Spirit resides in us. No, it's not God out there. A lot of people believe that there is a God, but He's out there somewhere. He's in heaven. Or He's somewhere else. And He's aloof. And maybe we'll see Him at the end of time, maybe we won't. It's not our God. Our God is not out there, aloof. Our God is in here through His Holy Spirit. He's in our hearts. He will be forever. And He is bringing us the truth of God. And He is our helper, our counselor, our comforter, our advocate. God loved us so much that He sent His Son to die on the cross. so that all those who believe in Jesus Christ can have salvation full and free. But then that wasn't the end of the work. When Christ ascended back to the Lord, to the Father in glory, He sent His Holy Spirit to continue the work in us. And now it's the Holy Spirit who brings us to that point of accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Now I ask you to pray for Cam. And I want you to do, but what I want you to pray for Cam is that the Holy Spirit would move in the hearts of each and every camper. Because unless the Holy Spirit moves in the hearts of the campers cannot come to the Lord. Because that is the work of the Holy Spirit, is to reveal the truth to those campers, just like it has revealed the truth to most of us, or maybe all of us in this room. See, that's the work of the Holy Spirit. It's the Spirit of truth. And He brings peace to us by bringing us to the knowledge of God and to the point to where we can accept it. When we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we get the Holy Spirit in our hearts. And He leads us, He guides us, and He does way more than we just mentioned today. And we're going to talk about that in the weeks to come, the work of the Holy Spirit. Because I honestly believe that we don't fully understand the work of the Holy Spirit. And when we do understand how the Spirit works, now there's a lot of misnomers out there about the Holy Spirit. There's a lot of people who are saying this, and there's a lot of people who are saying that, and there's a lot of people who say, if you don't do this, you don't have the Holy Spirit. There are a lot of people who will say the Holy Spirit comes and goes. We want the truth about the Holy Spirit. So we're going to continue on and look at God's Word, because that's the only true word on the Holy Spirit, is His own Word. Just want you to leave this place realizing that you have in you a helper, a comforter, a counselor, an advocate, who knows the truth, who will be with you forever. And He goes with you wherever you go, because He's in you. Let's pray. Father, help us to learn more and more and more about the Holy Spirit, Your Holy Spirit, who lives in us, to lead us and to guide us. Father, thank You for sending Jesus Christ to die for our sins. Thank You for sending the Holy Spirit that leads us to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and to the truth about the living God. And we pray all this in Jesus' name.